You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
Next week could open a historic chapter in the history of the United States and Iran. There are tentative signs of a possible sea change in Iran with newly elected Iranian President Hassan Rouhani. He's visiting New York next week for the United Nations General Assembly. And there's been the release of 11 political prisoners this week. Rouhani sent Rosh Hashanah greetings to Jews worldwide. And there's been a promise that the country will never seek a nuclear bomb. At the core of the diplomacy is a series of letters exchanged between President Obama and President Rouhani. And President Rouhani even referred to this sea change and the signs of hope in an interview yesterday with NBC News.
It could be subtle and tiny steps for a very important future.
What is going on here? Joining us now, Thomas Erbrink, Tehran bureau chief for our partner, The New York Times. Is there a palpable sense, Thomas, that things are on the verge of some change?
Well, here in Tehran, that is definitely the case, because not only has President Rouhani answered those letters from President Obama, he has sent out his tweets to the Jews, and he has appointed several technocrats that all are educated in the United States. Also, Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, has clearly given the green light for talks with the United States. He recently spoke of flexibility being a necessity in diplomacy. And many analysts here interpret that as him saying to Rouhani, go ahead, talk to our previously eternal enemy, the United States.
We also learned that Rouhani apparently intends to visit an exhibit in Manhattan when he's in New York that we focused on the program that's all about the period of the Shah just before the revolution, something you would never have expected an Ahmadinejad, for instance, to do. Does that have meaning? Is that well known in Tehran?
Well, in all honesty, I don't know the exact details of Mr. Rouhani's program in New York, but what is clear is that he has led a diplomatic effort over the past month trying to persuade the American audience, the American decision makers, into believing that he is really a representative of a new and moderate Iran, an Iran that is ready to deal with the world and, more importantly, for the first time in 34 years, to talk to the United States, to solve outstanding issues. And the main outstanding issue is, of course, the nuclear program that Iran and the United States have been bickering over for the past 10 years.
Well, it's one thing to represent a very different personal style than his predecessor, President Ahmadinejad, but it's quite another to really position Iran to have a fundamentally different kind of relationship with the United States. Is some of the skepticism in the West well-founded?
Well, I think Iranian policy is always two-sided. Naturally, people can be skeptical when they see this cleric, smiling cleric in clerical robes who promises better relations with the West. And of course, there are a lot of buts and ifs in his words. He's expecting also the West to reach out to him. But the big, big difference is that this time Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, Iran's supreme leader, is on board. And this is what Mr. Rouhani very clearly said yesterday in the interview with NBC. He said, I am coming to New York to negotiate under the full authority of our supreme leader. Now, that is a real break with the past, and that shows that Iran's conservative top leader is actually sending Mr. Rouhani as his representative to talk to the United States, and that is the sea change here.
And we'll see what can happen, because potentially it could have implications for the Iranian nuclear program and everything, including the Syrian civil war. We'll see what can be accomplished next week in New York. Thomas, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thomas Erbrink is the Tehran bureau chief for our partner, The New York Times.
The Takeaway is supported by the Henry Luce Foundation for increased understanding of East and Southeast Asia, and the Rockefeller Foundation, whose transportation initiative is promoting equitable and sustainable developments in communities across the country.